Proverbs 4, verses 1 through 4, these are God's words. Hear, my children, the instruction of a father, and give attention to no understanding. For I give you good doctrine. Do not forsake my law. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, he also taught me and said to me, Let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. So far the reading of God's inspired and inerrant word. The Lord gives us life in part by means of good doctrine, good teaching, good theology. It says, for I give you good doctrine at the beginning of verse 2. And then he says, and live at the end of verse 4. This is why parents should give their children good doctrine. But before a parent can give his child good doctrine, God's ordinary way for the parent to have good doctrine is to learn it from his parents. And so he's both saying, he's both letting his son know, or his children, rather, verse 1. He's both letting his children know where his own good theology, sound teaching came from, and he's encouraging them that if they heed these commands, these instructions that he's giving them about listening to him, that the Lord will bless it to them and give them good doctrine too, so that when they are a father, they can give the instruction of a father. They can give good doctrine. So what must children do, and what ought a father who is giving his children good teaching tell his children to do about his instruction to them? Well, one thing they are to do is to hear, to listen, not just to have the words in their ears, but to consider the words with their minds. Hear. In the second place, give attention, Sophia. Give attention. One of the easiest ways of giving attention is by pointing your eyes and your nose at the person who is talking. God has designed your head so that your ears, which have a good shape for their purpose, are pointed in the same direction as your eyes. And so you turn your head and you look and you give attention. But it's easy also just to turn and sort of just be there while the teaching happens and wait for it to end. And so just as you give attention, you incline your body, turn your body towards the person who is speaking. You also need to incline or turn your mind and your heart to what is being said. Hear, give attention, and then do not forsake. So there's two ways of saying this. One is, don't let the teaching leave you, and the other is, and this is more literally what verse 2 is saying, do not leave the teaching. Do not forsake my law, my fatherly instruction, my Torah. And so we are not just listening and hearing and giving attention for the purpose of processing information, but for the purpose of following, for the purpose of sticking to it as a way of life. This is training for life. It's not just the accumulation of information. And this also is something that you should be doing from babyhood. When I was my father's son, tender and the only one in the sight of my mother, that is ordinarily not a very long season. And so he's drawing attention to even the earliest part of babyhood. And the picture is of mom getting a nap or doing whatever it is that she's doing in between nursing in those early days when she's totally exhausted from the round-the-clock attention of having a baby who is the only one in the sight of his mother, and dad with his tiny little baby telling the baby, let your heart retain my words, keep my commands, and live. So that this is something that you should be trying to do from your very youngest. And you should teach your children when you have them. You teach them from the womb. Start addressing that during family worship before they're even born. And of course, as soon as they're born, you talk to them, instruct them, teach them. For two reasons. One, you don't know how quickly they come to understand and how much they understand. And second, it doesn't depend entirely upon their ability to understand, does it? It depends primarily on the Lord giving them the knowledge, giving them the faith to believe and to obey in the heart. So let us follow God's pattern for instruction and pray that by this he would make one generation of babies, nursing babies who are already being taught, into eventually the instructing parents who are teaching a new generation of nursing babies. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, we pray that you would help us to follow your pattern, your instruction. We thank you that you are the perfect Father, and that you are always instructing us, even though we are perpetually as babies before you. We pray that you would help us to give attention, incline our hearts, not depart from what you teach us. Pray that you would help me and Mom to teach the children from your word, according to your word, especially with your triune glory and the glory of Christ as God-man, as the linchpin that holds it all together. Pray that you would give the children to be mindful of it as those who are receiving training, instruction that will save their life. And we do pray that you would save us all by your grace through faith in Jesus Christ. In his name we ask. Amen.